How much do you want for this foundation?
I haven't decided yet. I've been composing the rules and regulations.
May I ask what this foundation is going to be called, Mrs. Guggenheim? The Susan and Sandra Slush Fund?
It will be called the Leon Levy Foundation, in honor of your father. I have to do something to honor your father's name for all that you haven't done to honor it. The awards will commemorate the memory of that great man.
I see. In other words, you'll be tossing laurels at old men outstanding only for their unequaled meanness.
Please, Gus! Mrs. Levy held up a gloved hand. The girls have been thrilled by my reports on the Miss Trixie Project. The foundation will really give them faith in their name. I must do all I can to make up for your complete failure as a parent.
Getting an award from the Leon Levy Foundation will be a public insult. Your hands will be really full of libel suits then. Libel suits from the recipients. Forget it. Whatever happened to bridge? Other people are still playing it. Can't you go play golf at Lakewood anymore? Take some more dancing lessons. Take Miss Trixie with you.
To be quite honest with you, Miss Trixie was beginning to bore me the last few days.
So that's why the rejuvenation course ended all of a sudden.
I've done all I can for that woman. Susan and Sandra are proud that I've tried to keep her active so long.
Well, there will be no Leon Levy Foundation.
Do you resent it? There's resentment in your voice. I can hear it. There's hostility. Gus, for your own sake, that doctor in the medical arts building, Lenny's savior, before it's too late. Now I'll have to watch over you every minute to see to it that you get in touch with that idealist criminal as soon as possible. I know you. You'll put it off, and Abelman will have a van out in front of Levy's Lodge taking everything away.
Including your exercising board.
I've already told you, Mrs. Levy screamed. Leave the board out of this! She adjusted her ruffled furs. Now get to that Riley psycho before Abelman comes down here and starts taking the hubcaps off this sports car. With somebody like that, Abelman has no case. Lenny's doctor can analyze Riley, and the state will put him away someplace where he can't try to wreck people. Thank goodness Susan and Sandra won't know that they almost ended up selling roach tablets from door to door. Their hearts would break if they knew how carelessly their own father handled their welfare.
George had set up his stakeout on Poydras Street, across from the Paradise Vendors Incorporated garage. He had remembered the name on the wagon and looked up the address of the vending firm. All morning he had waited for the big vendor, who had never shown up. Perhaps he had been fired for stabbing the ferry in Pirate's Alley. At noon, George had left his outpost and gone down to the quarter to get the packages from Miss Lee. Now he was back on Poydras, wondering whether the vendor was going to show. George had decided to try to be nice to him, to hand him a few dollars right away. Hot dog vendors must be poor. He'd appreciate a few bucks. This vendor was a perfect front man. He would never know what was coming off. He had a good education, though.